There are a lot of brothers and sisters who've returned from afar.
有一阵子，礼拜三晚上聚会啊，我们呢。
During Wednesday evening service, we could count the people with our two hands.
我的心里也是蛮伤心的。
And in my heart is a little sad.
不是因为很少人来听我讲道。
It's not because so little people came to listen to me speak.
我们常说我们要盖教堂，要发展圣工，要分社。
A lot of times when we speak of expanding the church and building the church.
但是如果我们晚间聚会的人数。我们本来几百个信徒来的，就这十个八个都是有工作的才来的。
And if the members that come on Wednesday evening are only people that come because they have work.
那我们怎么样在神面前说要盖教堂啊分社呢？
Then how can we say here to build and expand the church?
上个礼拜我看隔壁教会，他们礼拜三晚上也有查经，他们的礼拜三7:30就开始，那个停车场都停满。
And last Wednesday, I see also the church next door, they have also evening Bible study at 7:30.
我在思考啊，我们真的在神面前很亏欠。
Their parking lot was full, and so when I think about this, we really fall short of God.
我只能祷告。
And we can only pray.
感谢神啊，可能神鼓励我了，今天人晚上多一点点。
And there's this, when I see everyone here today, serves as an encouragement to me.
希望我们大家尽力哦，还是要来参加晚间聚会。
Amen. We all strive to try our best to attend the Wednesday evening service.
我们都不是住的真的是那么远。
And truly, we do not all live very far.
又有车子。
Because we also have cars.
就算远了，也是坐车子来。
Even if we live really far, we still come with cars.
那我们跟神又更靠近。
And for this, we can draw closer to God.
跟神更靠近不是只是距离而已。
To draw closer to God is not only the physical distance.
不是说你住得很远就跟神离开，就跟教会离开很远，就是跟神离开很远。
It is not to say because you live really far away from church that you are really far away from God.
跟神近不近呢，是一种心态上的。
Closeness with God is something of the heart.
就是说你跟神的心有没有很亲密。
Is your heart close with, intimate with the Lord?
怎么知道你跟神有没有很亲密？
And how do you know if you're really intimate with the Lord?
你可以从一件事情可以看得出来。
You can see it from one thing.
就是你在神面前有没有一颗常常求问神的心。
Whether or not before God you have a heart that always want to inquire.
自己做事情呢，是自作主张呢，自把自为呢，还是自我中心呢？
When you do things, are you doing things in a self-centered way?
还是啊，你什么事情无论大小都会求问神。
Or is that in whatever you do, no matter great or small, you always inquire of the Lord?
大卫之所以成为神喜悦的人。
David, after becoming the man after God's own heart.
不是因为他完全。
Not because he was a complete perfect person.
也不是因为他比别人聪明。
And not because he was smarter than others.
神特别喜欢他，有一个原因。
God delighted in David for one reason.
因为他有一颗常常求问神的心。
Because he has a heart that inquires.
这个就是神喜欢他的原因。
And this is why God was delighted in him.
我们看撒母耳记下第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下第二章。
2 Samuel chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
撒母耳记下二章的第一节。
Second Samuel 2:1.
此后，大卫问耶和华说：“我上犹大的一个城去可以吗？”耶和华说：“可以。”大卫说：“我上哪一个城去呢？”耶和华说：“上希伯伦去。”
When it happened after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah?" And the Lord said to him, "Go up." David said, "Where shall I go up?" And he said to Hebron.
我们在读撒母耳记上已经有一段时间了。
When we read 1 Samuel, there's already a little bit of time between 1 Samuel and this.
大卫从小，从他一有人生的经历，一遇到任何的大小的困难，都会求问神。
And from David's youth to his adulthood, no matter great or small matters, he would always inquire of the Lord.
在他当小牧羊童的时候，他遇到困难，遇到狮子，遇到熊，他就靠着神来打那些野兽。
When he was a shepherd and he encountered the bear, the lion, he would rely on God to defeat them.
打哥利亚的时候也是依靠神。
And when he was fighting Goliath, he relied on the Lord.
后来被扫罗追杀了，也是每天在依靠神，求问神才可以。
And his life was in danger because of Saul, he inquired of the Lord always.
那现在的是大卫啊，进到他人生的一个十字路口了。
And now David is at a crossroad.
大卫这个时候啊，已经差不多进入人生的中年了。
And David was about his in his mid age.
这个时候呢，扫罗呢，刚刚呢就被敌人被非利士人 打死。
And this is after when King Saul was defeated by the Philistines.
那大卫呢？他人生下一步要怎么走了？
And,
他不是很知道。
And what David ought to do next in his life, he was not too sure.
整个百姓啊，他们刚失去他们第一个王。
All the people of Israel, they lost their first king.
外面就有敌人。
And they have enemies around them.
整个以色列百姓的信仰在扫罗的带领之下呢，可以说是没有什么进步。
And the faith of all the Israelite people under King Saul was not very good.
还有呢，整个国家里面呢，在从大卫的跟随大卫的人跟跟随扫罗的人呢，有一些矛盾，内部的不是怎么统一。
And the people that followed David and the people that followed Saul, there was a little bit of a conflict between the two.
啊，他知道大卫知道神要他做王。
David knows that God wants him to become king.
但是接下来要怎么样走呢？
But how does he walk this journey? He does not know.
怎么样可以上到这个王位呢？
How does he arise to the throne?
怎么样让百姓可以顺服他呢？
How does he allow the people to follow him?
他真的不知道怎么走。
And so he really does not know what to do.
但是他知道有一件事情他肯定要做的。
But there is one thing that he must do.
就是求问神。
It is to inquire of the Lord.
人生有时候很容易走到十字路口。
And in our lives too, we also may be at crossroads.
人生第一个十字路口就是大学时代，或者是大学快毕业了。
And the first crossroad we ever meet in our lives is the problem of college.
你要毕业之后要做什么工？
After you graduate, what shall you do?
你要跟谁结婚？
Who will you marry?
这个是第一个十字路口。
And this is the first crossroad we'll ever encounter.
第二个十字路口，我们可以说人到中年的时候。
And the second crossroad is during the mid age of our life.
所谓的中年的危机。
That is the mid age of our life.
有时候什么都有，但是好像人生又失去方向。
We seem to have everything we have ever needed, but we seem to have lost our direction.
大卫在这个时候，这是在他人生的十字路口。
And so this was David's point in life.
他不知道接下去的路要怎么走。
He does not know how to walk the path ahead of him.
但是他选择要求问神。
But in this, he chose to inquire of the Lord.
他再次的那一颗求问神的心又出来了。
That heart that likes to inquire of God now comes out.
那为什么他事无大小都会求问神？
And so how come David, no matter great or small matters, he would inquire of the Lord?
有一点我们是可以知道的。
And one thing we can know.
因为大卫觉得自己没有什么用。
Because David feels like he is not very useful by himself.
他知道自己无能。
He knows that he is limited.
他承认自己在神面前是无能的。
And he knows that he admits before God that he has limitations.
他才会依靠神的大能。
That is why he would rely on the unlimited power of God.
我们看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
第三章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
第三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言第三章第五节。
Proverbs 30 verse 5.
三章五节。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 5.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明。听懂？听懂？
哦、Proverbs 3 verse 5. Sorry.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。请读。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
第七节。
And the seven, do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil.
越聪明的人就越应该会靠自己，这是世界上的教你的想法。
And the smarter one person can be, the more you will rely on yourself.
如果什么都问人，在别人看来你就是笨的，也就是不懂的。
Because if you keep asking people for help in other people's eyes, this is one who's a fool.
所以在世上看来，越聪明的人越不需要去问别人。
And so in the perspective of the world, the more that you rely on yourself, the smarter you are.
但是属灵上的智慧并不是这样。
But spiritual wisdom is not like this.
我们的聪明再怎么样有智慧，再怎么样有经验，都是很有限的。
No matter how intelligent, how much experience we have our limitations.
你可以想象你的聪明就是等于说你在开车的时候，你看到的到底看到多远。
You can imagine your own intelligence as if you were the driver of a car. You see whatever you where you go.
你顶多看到前面几个车位。
You can see the cars in front of you.
你不可能看到三个路口之后有多远。
You cannot see the three roads ahead of you.
你不可能看到转弯之后那个路口会长怎么样。
You will not be able to see what is the road after you turn.
你也看不到跟你头平行的那一条街的状况。
And you cannot see the road that is parallel to you.
你也看不到这里后面几个街口 发生什么事情。
And you cannot see what is behind you.
你在开车的时候，你看到的是很有限。
And so when we drive, the things we can see is quite limited.
啊，就算你在开车的时候，你身边也有两个盲点，你是看不见的。
And even when we drive, there's two blind spots beside us.
就算用倒后镜也是看不见。
Even if we use a rear view mirror, we cannot see it.
啊，再加上现在人开车都很不专心。
And to add on to the fact that when people drive today, they don't really pay attention.
所以你反应再快，你看不到的东西比你看得到的东西还多。
So no matter how keen your instincts are, there are still things you cannot see.
我们人生就是这样。
And our life is like this.
你觉得自己再聪明，在神面前也是不算什么。
No matter how smart or how intelligent we think we are, before God, we really are nothing.
你看到前面的一点点。
We can only see what is in front of us.
啊，但是看不到很远。
But we cannot see very far.
也可以计划。
We can plan.
但是你看不到未来的变化在哪里。
But we cannot discern the changes of the future.
你看不到未来。
And we cannot see the future.
你看不到某一些盲点，你的角度。
And we cannot see our own blind spots.
啊，但是如果从上面看下来的就不一样。
But when we're being seen from above, it's very different.
比如说有卫星的导航。
If we have a satellite coverage,
哇，他告诉你哪一段路已经红色的，不要过去，那边有车祸了。
It will tell us whatever part has an accident or has a lot of traffic.
哪一条路你这样走，另外一条路会更快。
Whichever road you take will be the fastest.
虽然看起来比较远。
Even though this seems like you are looking ahead.
但是呢，你会比较快。
And you'll also be faster.
这个要从上面的角度看下来才看得到。
And only when you look from above can you see this kind of view.
我们的人生也是一样。
And our life's view is, our life is like this.
最聪明的人，最有智慧的人，在箴言里面所讲的就是会信靠神的人。
And the wisest person on this earth is one who can rely on God.
现在以为自己很会开，哇，这里转那里转，很快啊。
And no matter how good we are of a driver, we are where we turn.
圣经说，跑得快的人不一定能够得胜。
And the Bible says the one who treads the fastest may not be victorious.
你很会打仗，很有力的人不一定够赢。
And those who know how to fight a battle may not always win.
一切在乎当时的机会。
But every opportunity is given by God.
所以大卫这里就是把这一节都活出来了。
And this is how David lives out this verse.
他是专心的信靠神。
And he trusts in the Lord with all his heart.
一点不靠自己的聪明。
And he did not lean on his own understanding.
每一件事情他都要问神，就是认定神。
And in all his ways he acknowledged the Lord.
他问神可不可以。
And he inquired of God, Can I do this?
是不是你喜欢的？
Is this what you delight in?
你会不会带领我？
Will you lead me?
有一颗愿意求问的心。
And this is a heart that would inquire of the Lord.
神就一定会指引你的道路。
Then surely he will direct your path.
这个就是大卫的第一点让我们知道。
And this is David's first point that we should learn.
知道自己的无能。
And he knows his limitation.
才能够信靠神的大能。
And that's why he can rely on the unlimited power of God.
自己不会，没有关系，神会就可以了。
And if he himself does not know, it's okay because the God he trusts knows everything.
神啊，我要继续躲呢？还是我要出去。
And so he asked the Lord, should I go up or should I continue to hide?
你可以去。
And the Lord says, go up.
那去哪里？
And to go where?
神就告诉他去希伯。
And God said to him to Hebron.
当然今天我们没有像大卫这样子，他可能有个祭司在旁边帮他求问神啊。
And perhaps David had a priest beside him inquiring on his behalf.
可以问一句答一句的比较快。
And he can ask something and he will get an instant reply.
有祭司啊，有乌灵土明，有以弗朵，有以弗德。
There's a priest and he has an ephod.
但是我们今天有圣灵。
But today we have the Holy Spirit.
一样，直接的求问神，神会带领你，他会感动你，他不一定马上告诉你答案，但是他会感动你。
And so today when we pray, he may not answer us immediately, but he will guide us and move us with his Holy Spirit.
你好好祷告，神会感动你。
And so if we pray diligently, he will guide us.
今天有圣经。
And today we also have the Word of God.
你好好读圣经，你就会知道神的旨意。
And if we read the Word of God carefully, we will understand His will.
我们来唱一首诗啊，144首。
Let's sing a hymn 144.
专心依靠神。144。
Hymn 144. Wait on God and trust Him. Last verse.
And
let us now return to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
第一节,
verse 1.
这里说啊, 神就告诉他说, 你可以上希伯伦去。
Here God tells David, you can go up to Hebron.
大卫求问神, 神会回答。
And so when David inquired of God, God would answer.
这里带来我们今天晚上分享的第二点。
And this is brings us to our second point.
你要把自己完全的放下。
That we must let go of ourselves completely in order to hear the voice of God. And this is important. God's voice is constantly with us.
那问题是有时候我们会听不到。
Sometimes we may not be able to hear.
那为什么听不到呢?
And why can we not hear?
不是我们不求问。
It is not because we do not plead.
有时候我们求问的时候,
But when we plead,
其实求问之前已经心里面有一个想法。
When we plead, we already have a mentality set in our hearts.
希望神怎么样来垂听我。
To expect God to answer us a certain way.
我们希望神把我要求的来给我。
We wished for God to answer unto us whatever we plead.
我们希望神照着我的方法来带领我。
And a lot of times we want God to answer according to our own will.
严格上来说不是求神来带领他。
And in reality, we are not asking for the will of God.
他是求神来协助他。
We are asking God to support our will.
他自己来当头, 然后求神来帮助他。
We ask for ourselves to be head and ask the Lord to support us.
这种人求问也没有什么用。
And this type of pleading is ineffective.
因为他会听不到神的声音。
Because they will not be able to hear the voice of God.
他会按照自己的想法来觉得神是这样跟他讲, 然后去做某一件事情。
They will use their own thinking to think that God is speaking to them in a certain way.
有一个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
哇。 告诉一位长老,
and he told an elder,
我在祷告里面的圣灵跟我讲,
and he said, when I am praying, the Holy Spirit told me,
那个姐妹应该是神预备给我的,
this certain sister is meant for me.
那长老就问他说, 你为什么这样说呢?
And the elder asked the brother, how come you say this?
弟兄就回答说, 因为我祷告的时候, 圣灵特别充满, 震动得特别厉害。
And so when the brother replied that when I pray, I was especially filled by the Holy Spirit.
那就长老就说好了，那我帮问你，帮你问问看那个姐妹，看你有没有感动。
And let me ask. And so the elder said to the brother, "Let me ask the sister if she feels the same way."
那长老问那个姐妹，姐妹说没有啊，我一点感动都没有。
So when the elder asked her, the sister said, "No, I don't feel anything."
我根本不喜欢他。
I don't even like him.
长老就回去跟那个弟兄说。
And so the elder returned to the brother and told him.
弟兄还不接受。
And so the brother did not accept it.
我每次一想到那个姐妹，圣灵都特别充满，哇，那个灵言啊，身体啊，震动啊，特别。
For the brother, whenever he thought of the sister, he would always feel that he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
长老说，不能问过了，人家没有感动啊。
But the elder already answered him and said, "I already asked her, and she said she was not moved by the Holy Spirit."
长老就说啊，你啊祷告不专心，你想太多了。
And so the elder told the brother, "You are when you pray, you are not focusing in prayer."
你是本来就很喜欢她，所以祷告的时候就特别兴奋，特别高兴。
It is because you already like her. That's why when you pray, you are especially moved.
那个不是圣灵的感动，是你自己的冲动。
And this is not the movement of the Holy Spirit. This is coming from your own excitement.
我们人有时候就是这样。
And so people, we are sometimes we are like this.
我们想某一件事情啊，没有放下自己。
And so in certain things, we may not put down ourselves.
有些时候是我们一定要神给我们。
And for certain things, it's because we really want it.
有些时候我们跟神说，我一定不要这样，你不可以这样给我。
And sometimes we will tell God, I really will not like this, so you must not give me this.
没有把自己放下。
And we did not let go of ourselves completely.
那求问神也没有什么用。
Then that's why when we ask of God, it is ineffective.
神真正要跟你讲话的时候，你听不见神要跟你讲话的声音。
Because when God is trying to speak to you, you will not be able to hear his voice.
但是大卫就不是这样。
But David was not like this.
他求问神，真的是求问神。
And when David inquired of God, he really asked.
他没有什么既定的立场。
He did not have any personal agendas behind his pleading.
如果神叫他说，再躲在山寨里面再躲三年，他也会在那边。
If God told David, "You shall continue to hide in the cave for the next 3 years," he would do likewise.
如果神跟他说去别的一个小镇，他也会去那边。
And if God told David to go to a small village, he would.
他是完全把自己放下。
And when he pleaded, he is completely letting go of himself.
这样的人才会听到神的声音。
And such a person only they can hear the voice of God.
他心中呢很平安。
And in their hearts, they will feel peace.
我们看诗篇一百三十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 131.
131篇的第一节。
Psalm 131, verse 1.
诗篇131篇第一节。
Psalm 131, verse 1.
耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行。
Verse 1, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I concern with myself with great matters, nor things too profound for me.
我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子，在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，正像断个奶的孩子。
Too surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
这就是大卫的心态。
And this is David's heart.
他求问神的时候是完全把自己放下。
And when he inquired of God, he truly let go of himself completely.
你看一个孩子，他在妈妈怀中断过奶了，不用常常吃奶了，然后被妈妈抱着睡觉，那个是多放松啊。
And just like a child, a weaned child with his mother.
完全接受，完全把自己放下。
It is a heart where they completely let go of themselves.
听到妈妈的心跳声。
They would only listen to the voice of their mother.
听到妈妈的呼吸声。
And to listen to the breath of the mother.
我们今天最难的就是学习在神面前把自己放下。
And one of the hardest lessons we have to learn is to let go of ourselves before God.
一边嘴巴就说啊，求神带领，其实是求神来跟着我们跑。
And on one hand, we say, may God guide us or lead us. We're saying, may God come with us.
嘴巴说啊，愿神的旨意成全。结果呢，啊，自己的旨意、自己的意见呢，啊，坚持。
And on one hand, we say, may the will of God be fulfilled. On the other hand, we cling hard to our own.
他根本就没有在求问神。
So this is not really asking for the will of God.
表面上是在祷告，但是没有真正的求问。
And we are, although we are physically praying, but inside we are not asking.
因为头脑里面呢，什么答案都有了。
Because in our minds, whatever answers we already have come up with.
但是这种心态啊，不会跟神很亲近。
And so this type of heart will not be able to be very close with God.
大卫就不是这样子。
And David was not like this.
我们看诗篇二十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 27,
第四节
verse 4.
二十七篇的第四节。
Psalm 27, verse 4.
二十七篇的第四节。
Psalm 27:4.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
For one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in his house, in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
这节圣经很美啊，大卫的话。
And this verse is very beautiful. This is from David.
他有一个要求。
And he has one desire.
这个要求里包括有三点。
And this desire is, has three points.
第一就是可以住在神的殿里面。
And first is so that he may dwell in the house of the Lord.
如果可以的话，这真的是可以住在里面，不用回家是最好。
If he could to dwell in the house of the Lord without going home, that is the best.
没有别的地方比神的殿更好的。
There is no other place as good as the house of the Lord.
就是神的家，跟神在一起久一点不是更好吗？
Isn't it wonderful to be with the Lord a little longer?
在神的里面。与神同住
to dwell with God in one
宁可多来一分钟多住一天
to stay for an extra day for an extra minute
胜过别的地方住一百天一千天
it will be better than a thousand days in anywhere else
再来呢第二样事情呢他在神的殿呢是来看神
and in the second thing is to he's in God's house to behold the beauty of the Lord
他在神的殿不是看人
He is not here to see people.
也不是来做圣工。
And is not here to serve.
跟大卫没有说在神的殿要做什么圣工。
And here he did not say, he came to the temple of God to serve.
他在神的殿就是要看神，要享受神。
And he came to the temple of the Lord to behold his beauty, to enjoy him.
当然神的荣耀是灵界的那个荣耀。
And the glory of the Lord is spiritual.
你看表面看不出来。
You cannot see it physically. It's a spiritual matter.
看表面都是一堆这个软弱的人啊，那个不完全的人。
Because physically you'll see people with weaknesses.
但是你要用属灵的眼光去看。
But if you look with your spiritual eyes.
神的殿，神的真教会是荣美的。
The temple of God, the true church of God is beautiful.
再来呢，求问。
And here, the third point, he came to inquire.
每次来到神的殿都来问神。
Whenever he comes to his temple, he would come to inquire.
神啊，我要做什么？
Lord, what shall I do?
我的人生的方向在哪里？
What is the direction of my life?
你喜欢我怎么样服侍？
How would you like me to serve you?
我要怎么样过一个更快乐的人生？
And how do I live a more meaningful life?
怎么样才可以更满足？
And how can I be more satisfied in my life?
所以他的心呢，每时每刻都放下自己来求问。
And so this is a heart that completely lets go of oneself and to come to inquire of God.
所以我读到大卫的。这句话
And so when we read this verse by David,
心里面真的觉得很羡慕
And then in our hearts we shall feel a little envious.
要完全的放下才有听见神的声音
Because only when one lets go of themselves completely will God listen to their prayers.
唱165首
Let's sing hymn 165. Hymn number 165.
Saving the arm of Jesus, save God's gentle breath. My soul shall rest. It's the voice of angels born in a song to me. Over the field of glory, over the jasper sea, saving the arms of Jesus. Evermore, Lord, be there. free from my love and free. Only a few more trials, only a few more days. Taking the hand of Jesus, in the gentle breast, there by his love or shade, sweetly my soul shall rest. Jesus, my heart, dear refuge, Jesus has died for me. Firm on the rock of ages, ever my trust shall be. Here let me wait with patience, wait till the night is over.
And let us now return back to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下的第二章。
2 Samuel chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
于是大卫和他的两个妻，一个是以色列人亚希鸾，一个是做过加密人拿巴妻的亚比盖，都上那里去了。
2. So David went up there, and his two wives also, Ahinoam and the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite.
大卫也将跟随他的人和他们个人的眷属一同带上去，住在希伯伦的城邑中。
And David brought up the men who were with him, every man with his household, so they dwelt in the cities of Hebron.
这个带来我们今天第三点的分享。
And this is the third point for our mutual encouragement.
就是大卫在求问神之后，是按照神的旨意去遵行。
After David inquired of the Lord, he did according to his word.
你求问神，神会不会回答你是一件事。
You inquire of God whether he responds to you is one thing.
神回答你，你听不听见也是一件事。
But it is another thing whether or not you respond to his voice.
但是更关键的是，你听见之后会不会去做。
And the most important thing is, after you hear of it, will you go and do likewise?
还有去做的是做一半呢？还是完完全全的去做。
Do you do it half-heartedly and halfway, or do you fulfill it completely?
大卫跟神跟大卫说：“你上去希伯伦。”
And so God told David to go up to Hebron.
他就去做了。
And so he went and did likewise.
就那么简单。
And that was this was very simple.
有时候我们得到神的回应，但是如果不愿意去做，那也没有用。
And sometimes when we hear the calling of God, but we do, are not willing to do likewise, then it is useless.
你可以看到大卫不单只是上去希伯伦，他把他的太太两个太太都带上去。
Not only did David himself go up to Hebron, but he also brought his two wives.
他不会是说，哎呀，我先自己上去看看好不好啊？环境对了，我再把两个太太接过去。
He is not going to Hebron first to see whether or not it is good. He just simply brought his two wives with him.
那没有说，万一别人那边不接纳我怎么办？
He did not think, oh, what if the people in Hebron do not welcome me?
他甚至把他的所有的跟随他的人都带过去。
He even brought all the men who followed him.
他对神有十足的信心。
And he has complete trust in God.
神要我过去，神就一定会为我预备。
If God wants me to go, then God will provide for me.
他不会怀疑。
And so he will not doubt.
也没有后退的路。
And he did not have, he did not turn back.
这个就是求问之后按着神的话去做。
And this is a person who, after inquiring of God, and went and did according to what he said.
神的话没有那么难。
And God's word is not hard.
神有时候要我们做什么，我们就按着去做就可以了。
Whatever God wants us to do, we just need to do what He tells us.
神要你去遵守诫命，你就遵守诫命。
If God wants to wants us to keep a commandment, then we just keep it.
神要你去爱他，你就好好去爱他。
If God wants us to love Him, then we shall try our best to love Him.
你爱神，就会得到神的爱。
And then we'll receive the love of God.
这个就是那么简单。
And so this is very simple.
所以按照神的话去做。
So we need to do according to the word of God.
是最重要的。
And this is the most important.
看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
七章二十四节。
Matthew 7, verse 24.
马太七章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
所以，凡听见我这话，就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken them to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
雨淋，水冲，风吹，撞到那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
25, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
弟兄姐妹，你的房子盖在哪里？
And brothers and sisters, where do you build your house today?
有两种信徒。
And there are two types of members.
一种信徒就是听很多道理。
One member will listen to a lot of teachings.
没有按着去做。
But they do not do accordingly.
我们知道沙滩都是风景都很漂亮。
And we know that the scenery on a beach is very beautiful.
但是没有人把房子盖在沙上面呢。
But there is no one that would build their house on sand.
一下就倒塌了，就冲走了。
Because after a little while, the floods will come and tear down the house and bring it away.
盖在扎实的磐石上。
If we build our house on the rock,
道理我们懂得都不多，没有关系。
No matter how much teachings we understand,
懂一条就去做一条。
We will be able to do what we understand.
这个就是神要我们的。
And so this is what God wants us to do.
所以大卫把从神听来的就去实行。
And so God listened to whatever God told him and did accordingly.
再来，大卫啊，靠神心中有平安。
And afterwards, David, when he relied on God, he had peace in his heart.
我们看回来第二章，撒母耳记下第二章。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
二章的第四节。
2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 4.
当大卫被高了，在希伯伦被高作为犹大家的王之后呢？
Then after they anointed David over the...
有人告诉大卫说，那个基列亚比人呢？埋葬了扫罗。
After David was anointed king over the house of Judah, the people came and told David, saying, "The men of Jabesh Gilead were the ones who buried Saul."
第五节，大卫就差遣人去见基利亚比人，这是对他们说了：“你们后代里面的主扫罗，将他埋葬，愿耶和华赐福于你们。”
Six. So David sent messengers to the men of Jabesh Gilead and said to them, "You are blessed of the Lord, for you have shown this kindness to your Lord to Saul and have buried him."
你们进行了这事，愿耶和华以慈爱诚实待你们，我也要为此待你们，后待你们。
Six. And now may the Lord show kindness and truth to you. I also will repay you this kindness because you have done this thing.
现在你们的主扫罗死了，犹大家已经告我做他们的王，所以你们要刚强奋勇。
Now therefore, let your hands be strengthened and be valiant.
你看呢，大卫他怎么跟基列亚比人讲话？
And here you see how David speaks to the men of Jabesh Gilead.
他是用一种恩慈、一种爱、一种包容来跟他们讲话。
He used words of grace and of embracing to these men.
基列亚比人呢是很支持扫罗的。
Jabesh Gilead were a people that were really they were Saul's people.
是非常的非常的忠心。
They were faithful to Saul.
然后也可以说是跟扫罗有非常亲密的关系。
And you can say that the men of Jabesh Gilead they had an intimate relationship with Saul.
扫罗一直攻击大卫。
But yet Saul kept attacking David.
就是扫罗就当大卫的敌人了。
And this, because now Saul became the enemy of David.
距离来说，敌人的朋友也是你的敌人。
And in this, right, the enemy of your...
The friend of your enemy is your enemy.
The friend of your enemy is your enemy.
对不对？是正常嘛？你的敌人的朋友肯定也是会跟你不好啊。
And so because the friend of our enemy will also be our enemy. They will not be kind to us.
所以现在他们把扫罗埋葬了，他们对大卫肯定也是不怀好意。
And so now that they buried Saul, they may have not looked favorably unto David.
但是大卫怎么跟他们说？
But what did David tell them?
大卫讲真话，说你们做得对。
David spoke words of truth, saying, "You have done well."
你们做得好。
You have done well.
神也就会祝福你。
May the Lord bless you.
我也要厚待你。
And I will show kindness.
大卫根本就心很宽呢。
And that's why David's heart is one that is wide.
他心中有完全的平安。
Yeah, because his heart had peace.
他不是很在乎别人接不接纳他。
It's not, he does not care whether or not people accept him.
他只在乎于神喜不喜欢他。
He only cares whether or not the Lord delights in him.
让神以慈爱带领们。
And let the Lord lead.
啊，神以慈爱带领们。
Oh, let the Lord guide with his love.
诚实还有带啊带领们。所以你看大卫就是以神为中心。
And so we see that David was his heart, he was faithful unto God.
心中就有平安。
And that's why his heart had peace.
最后呢，我们再看一点。
And let's now look at one final point.
看第二章的第十一节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 11.
大卫都在希伯伦做犹大家王了，共七年零六个月。
And 11, and the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months.
这个是什么意思呢?
And what does this mean?
在这七年当中,七年半当中,大卫只是做犹大一个支派的王。
And during these 7 years, he was king over only one tribe.
但是在七年半之后呢,神在帮他统一全国。
And after 7 years and a half, God united the whole kingdom.
这个代表什么?
And what does this mean?
大卫等待的神应许完全的实现，等了七年半。
And God, this means that David waited for God to fulfill his promise, for 7.5 years.
他没有用自己的政治的手腕啊、手法啊去内战啊，去抢的这个王位。
He did not use his methods or his schemes to, obtain the throne.
他是让神来带。
He allowed the Lord to lead.
然后慢慢慢慢的人心就归向他。
And slowly allowed the hearts of the people to turn towards David.
他不是用刀、用枪、用暴力去。强迫其他支派要跟随他。
He did not use violence or weapons to force the other tribes to follow him.
他的道量、他的宽宏，还有神的同在，大家贴贴服服的去跟随他。
And he, everyone embraced him, and because they saw that.
整个过程要七年半。
And all this process took 7.5 years.
这个过程，大卫一直在求问神。
And during this time, David always inquired of the Lord.
如果他没有求问神，他不可能有这种耐心。
If David did not inquire of the Lord, then he would not have such patience.
他一定是常常求问神。
We see that he must have always inquired of the Lord.
他心中记得神的应许。
And in his heart, he remembered what God had said to him.
神也给他智慧。
And God also gave him wisdom.
讲每一句话，每一个动作。
And in all his words and actions,
都能够统一国家。
That can unite the kingdom.
都能够帮助别人。
And can help the people.
所以你看，凡是求问神的结果都好。
And so this is a result of one who often inquire of the Lord.
凡事你都能够以最大的耐心去等待神的旨意的成就。
So in all matters, may our heart be have patience to wait for God to fulfill His will.
换句话来说，如果你没有一颗求问的心的话
，In another words, if we do not have a heart that inquires of God,
你等不住了。
Then it means we will not be able to wait.
很烦躁了。
You'll be impatient.
不会等候神的。
You will not want to wait.
但是大卫一直求问。
But David constantly inquired of God.
神就成全了他。
And God fulfilled His promise in His life.
那现在呢，我们就来祷告。
And now let us pray.
祷告当中呢，我们有向神求啊，给我们一颗求问的心。
And in our prayers, let us ask God to give us a heart that would inquire.
在座一些学生，下个礼拜就要开学了啊，也要求问神，求神带领你们的学习。
And among us here, there are some students, and we have school next week. So may we ask the Lord to guide us in our studies.
毕业了，也要找工作了，你要求问神，你的工作在哪里？
And there are also some who have graduated, and we also must inquire of God, where shall we go?
也努力的去找，然后呢？要很努力的去尝试，但也要求问。
And to go out and find a job, and in this process, constantly inquire of God.
工作的过程当中遇到困难，也要求问神。
And also when we encounter troubles and difficulties in our work, we also should inquire.
教会的圣工也要求问神。
And in our holy work, we also should inquire of God.
人生的方向更要求问神。
And may our direction of our lives, may we always put this into prayer and inquire.
也为身体欠安的同龄来祷告。
And let us pray for those who are ill.
也特别为 Anson 弟兄来祷告。
And let us continue to pray for Brother Hansen.
同心祷告。
Let us kneel down to pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。